up, motherfuckers? Guess who's back?
Justin Taze.
The Taze again, and we're about to crack. Oh, I fucking didn't crack that properly. Crack our beers. We've already had a couple shots of vodka and Fireball. Well, Justin had the Fireball. I'm not really into the minty shit. Well, it's cinnamon.
Minty.
Cinnamon.
Cinnamon hearts, man.
Cinnamon.
Lovely.
And now we just have just a James ready to get us through this podcast. We're going to drink like maybe a beer or two for the podcast, and then maybe we'll go back to some hard liquor, maybe, if we feel right. Once again, we have Friday the 13th on in the background, but it's not the same one we always play. We got part 7, where for some reason, Tommy Jarvis goes out into the graveyard because he's the kid that saw Jason when he was a kid. And then, for some reason, he goes to the graveyard and wants to convince himself that he's dead. So they dig up Jason's body. Remember, I was telling you about this? And they
there's
stab...
Seven?
Yeah. No, there's 11 now, including Freddy versus Jason, probably.
Holy shit.
Man, this is why it was a thing for me when I was growing up. So, like, in this one, he goes to the graveyard, and they dig up Jason's body because he's, like, all, like, wasted and wants to... Remember, I told you that he's convinced that,
yeah,
like, Jason might... You know, come
might
back.
Might come back alive.
So he ends up like trying to light him on fire, but he stabs him with like a spike from like one of the fences in the
gets
graveyard.
Struck by lightning.
And revives him.
Yeah, a smart motherfucker.
And then I've always said that was shitty writing.
Oh,
that's shitty writing.
Yeah, but I mean, they probably had no clue how to bring him back. After
well, it
that.
Was good for the 80s because people believed this
yeah.
the slasher film.
There was no proving that that shit's impossible.
Yeah.
And...
Should we tell them what we're talking about tonight?
Oh, we definitely should.
We're talking about gray aliens. The first time we're getting into aliens,
we
man.
We might be one of them.
No, well, not the grays. I don't think of it the grays. But that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the grays. The grays. So you want to know what the grays? The grays... gray aliens or alien grays, the Roswell grays, or just grays in general, they spell it in different ways, are allegedly extraterrestrial beings, like, who existed, but it's discussed in, like, a lot of, like, you know, ufology and paranormal and the New Age communities. You know what I mean? Like, everyone knows what the grays are. Like,
yeah.
Seth Rogen...
They're the most accepted
well, yeah.
idea of an alien
well,
amongst the rest.
His name's Sean something. He's the guy that made, like,
Who?
The guy that made, Paul, with Seth
oh,
Rogen.
Oh, okay.
The British dude,
yeah.
they did Hot Fuzz, and he did, that zombie movie that was a comedy.
Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah, Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But his name is actually Sean something.
Oh,
and, or
okay.
No, Simon Pegg. That's his name. That's his name. The main dude, the
Simon
ginger.
Simon Pegg?
Yeah. In Star Wars, he plays a character, actually, too, which is pretty cool.
What?
Yeah. If you watch Star Wars Force Awakens, when Rey's getting her portions for her food in the original like Force Awakens, like the one that they redid.
Yeah.
When he's like 40 portions, that's Simon Pegg in that whole uniform
oh.
and outfit. He just wanted to be in a Star Wars
yeah,
movie.
Yeah, obviously.
So we're talking about the Greys, which is a big thing that I kind of got into. That's the first aliens you really see or kind of learn about. Right?
Yeah. Most of the UFO sightings, the whole circular disc shape thing
yeah,
is expected
well,
to be a gray
a big
amongst
head.
The triangulars.
Yeah, so we'll
and...
talk about their appearance like, over here. So we got gray aliens are often described as witnesses with slender with large heads, black eyes. They have small mouths with nose that are like slits almost like lizards. And their bodies are sometimes tall and skinny usually or like they're short and skinny in a sense. Their muscles appear very weak as a being in space, but they're deprived. It looks like they're deprived of oxygen because they're gray, which causes them to lose muscular wells as they change colors of their skin. So what would they even like describe it as? It's almost like, in a sense, if we had to revert to, which I don't know if this is where they came from, but say we had a nuclear disaster and everybody ended up living in these caverns underground. For after centuries, your skin would not have pigment anymore.
No sunlight.
And your eyes would get wider because you'd be constantly getting used to the dark.
And when you're in the dark, your eyes, boom, they've got to focus on everything.
Unless you're doing drugs and your pupils swell.
Well, that's just normal for me. Sorry.
So, like, and Grey's not really described, like, they never really described as wearing clothing, almost. However, in cases like Travis Walton, which was a dude that came to Brantford and where we live, and this is the Strange Brew Podcast, once again, with Tomcat.
Yeah, great. Great job.
I had a criticism about it again, like, mentioned your name at the beginning. Tomcat, follow me on fucking Tomcat Hip Hop. Anyway, so, you know, like, Travis Walton, they had this thing in Brantford, Ontario, where we do our podcast from, in Canada. They had this alien expo that they did at, like, the Best Western. And it's gotten so big where now it's in Toronto, where they had Travis Walton there. And I said, me and Chelsea, my girlfriend, went there, and I was like, and I passed by Travis Walton. I was like, yo, that's fucking him. He's on documentaries. There's a movie based on his experiences, Fire in the Sky, an 80s movie. So Travis Walton's story is they're out working in the woods, and an alien craft ended up showing up. They're working a little too late. This is, like, based on, like, we're drinking, and I'm basing on what my memory of this is. So, he walks up. There's a craft that shows up while they're working out in the woods. Travis Walton walks towards this. He starts walking towards this, and he's kind of tripping out. All of his, like, friends are, like, that are working with him, like, don't do that. And
I wouldn't be able to help it.
No, yeah, me either. And he feels this weird energy, and then he wasn't seen for, I think, almost a week, and his friends were almost charged with murder.
Oh, he was in the truck, right?
No, he got abducted, supposedly. But
yeah, but they were all out on the road, and something pulled up in the middle of the road?
Yeah, they were down a work site, yeah.
I didn't know that was up here.
Yeah, it wasn't up here, but he came to Brantford to explain his story in front of a bunch of people. It was expensive, though. We bought the tickets, like, they were cheap in Brantford to come in, but to watch the talks were expensive because they probably were, I've loved to see it.
Yeah.
But it was like 40, 50 bucks just to watch the talks, so I was like, that's what makes you think, like, they're trying to make money, obviously, but I do believe in his story because this was a legitimate case that got turned into a movie. So, the gray aliens, like, are the most well-known phenomenon. A lot of people know them as, like, you know, gray open skies. So, like, it got popularized because of, like, aliens commonly associated with, like, the Barney and Benny Hill abduction case. So, you want to know Barney and Benny Hill? He was a black dude, and he was in 1961, right? And they were, like, in a white woman. So this is an interracial couple at the time in the 60s.
All right, when shit started getting normal.
Yeah, not normal.
Not normal, but
there was definitely protests.
The beginning.
Yeah. So they are driving through New Hampshire, and they see this UFO. They think they can see people in it, but they're not sure. And so they end up, like, this thing ends up, like, stopping the car. And, like, a lot of times in UFO cases, and they get caught in the gaze. And it's almost, like, hypnotic where you don't want to leave, right?
Oh.
So they don't remember the next, I can't remember how many hours. Excuse me. How many hours it was. But they end up waking up. So they have all these memories that, like, they don't have memories of, like, there's time lost. And they go to a hypnotherapist, and they're regressing their thoughts. Regressing means, like, they're
pushing them down.
A hypnotherapist is, like, diving in your thoughts and, like, bringing all these things and getting you to go to sleep and bringing memories that are back in your subconscious.
Yeah.
So they're doing all this stuff, and they're starting to remember where they were, and Betty's being on a table, and she sees all these grays around her.
Exactly.
And they're examining her, and she's, like, remembering this as she's, like, asleep and hypnosis talking. And there's some booty on the, because obviously it's,
why is there always because tits and ass?
It's a horror movie. It has to be, especially in the 80s. And look at his preppy ass scarf. His little how teal people scarf.
People like this seem to pull anything off.
Man, no wonder I was like 10 years old watching horror movies jerking off. Because like, you know, titties, shit, pause that scene. Especially like, everything's DVD and VHS.
Good point. Good, very good point.
You
know what I mean?
Like, you young boy, like, why? I started watching horror movies when I was 8 years old. And there's like, why is there titties? Why are titties
I don't know what a porn site is. What are those?
Yeah, porn sites didn't exist, really. Like shitty ones.
And if they did, it's not like children knew how to find them.
No, and it was probably child porn because the fucking internet was fucked when it got rammed
still
up.
Still very fucked.
And it's still, the dark web's fucked. Oh my god, you hear screaming because we don't have the volume on, so all we have to see is like Jason come out of the water. Oh, and it's not even that deep. Run,
honestly,
bitch.
Honestly, looked like Jason was probably putting it in the booty hole.
I know. He popped out of the water. Yeah. Nothing. She's like swimming naked trying to escape Jason. Get her. Then, like, oh man, swim. She's like freaking out for no reason.
In one spot.
Yeah, swim. And you know when they filmed it, it looked like she was 2 feet away from the shore.
Yeah,
didn't it?
It did. She was not far.
This is, we should
like
watch this in general. You would
people.
Like this because I love this movie because the whole party scene, they're all like now partying.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's
happy
all back
birthday.
To normal.
Girl, yeah.
And
so the Greys are a bunch of fucked up motherfuckers. So, like, you know, they get...
That was a switch.
Yeah, me and Justin always do that, but it's okay.
Yeah,
it
just
makes
bounced.
It fun. It makes it fun. But
the Greys what?
There we
fine.
Go.
Okay.
So we're talking about their appearance. They're like, they're little weird gray motherfuckers.
Yeah.
That like, the big eyes that like, I even read a
Wait,
story.
They say they're big. I thought they were tall.
There's the tall whites, which is good you brought that up. And there's also the short grays. So the tall whites are supposed to be the more ones that are more intelligent. There's different theories
that
we'll get into.
Level.
Yeah, just wait. We'll get into that. So like it was popularized like even like the Barney Benny Hill story. So like they got abducted supposedly and they regressed their memories.
Yeah.
And then they thought they saw Nazis. So back to that.
Well,
yeah,
the Greys?
Yeah, no. When Benny and Barney Hill were regressing these memories, they saw Greys. They supposedly saw reptilians, which will be our next episode. But they also saw blonde-haired, blue-eyed motherfuckers and uniforms.
Uniforms. Okay, yeah, I was going to say, did they have patches or something?
So, makes more sense
were?
Of why I told you. Maybe if Quinn...
The whole Hollow
Earth. Quinn, you asshole, if you don't come on this podcast, then me and you are going to have to do Hollow Earth.
All
because
right.
That needs to dive deep into what Hitler did and all the stuff that was going on.
Oh, there's so much you could dig into with just Hitler alone.
So everybody knows the kind of Greys are, but also like the Roswell incident. You know what I mean? So like they got, like Benny and Barney Hill got abducted. Supposedly they saw all these things and we can get into just an episode alone on Benny and Barney Hill and the whole abduction case.
I don't know
case.
Who they are at all.
You'll find out, trust me.
Well, obviously I gotta learn.
Yeah, we'll do a case about that. 1961, but also like even Roswell, the most infamous case of like UFO crashing in Roswell, New Mexico, but it wasn't actually in Roswell, it was near Roswell. But then supposedly why some of the technology we even have is because of that too.
Because
they reverse engineered it
and got a lot of the plane engineering.
So
you
got
stuff.
Most of that. Let's get right into the meat of the show. So you want to know the history. So like gray aliens are thought to even influence mankind in building civilization. So like that's like almost reptilian stuff too.
Yeah.
But
the
like
reptilians,
the
which one do you think started us?
No, the reptilians.
Yeah. Okay.
Because the grays are, they can't reproduce.
Yeah, but they still breed with us.
Yeah, they.
DNA
that's
wise.
Why there's hybrids, which we'll get into maybe at the end of this, is that hybrids exist because the gray aliens really, like,
They can't breed. They want a child, right?
Yeah, they can't do it because they don't have sexual organisms.
Yeah.
That's why.
Imagine
it's like a
looking at us and being like, these people got kids.
And being
I want
jealous.
A kid of my own that
and
I raise how
I'm,
I want,
I'm not
right?
gonna lie, I'm taking a shot. but that's what I'm saying. It's it's almost like that. It's like they look like a Ken doll. There's no private part.
They're
private.
Just black.
They're an organism that does exist and that is real.
But it can't
reproduce because they were genetically made to be like a robot, like a
biological
robot.
They aren't
gonna
die unless they're killed. Unless they're literally shut down.
And it takes a lot of time. No, but they can be killed. They have...
Yeah, but...
It's like they have a body structure close to ours, but...
Yes, very similar.
But they can't reproduce, and they're like little, like we're... It's hive mind.
And
you know what I mean? The hive mind? Like
and they were technically made by the reptilians, right?
To be their minions.
Yeah, and that's exactly what we were.
Next podcast, we're definitely doing next week, we're doing the reptilians because
we
gotta
that
connects...
We got to throw in the Sumerians somewhere because that's the beginning,
that's
man.
That's why we'll talk about how the aliens...
Maybe we should explain all this.
Well, yeah.
All the aliens and shit, and then we can get into that.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, aliens connect through different forms. And, like, the reptilians, in a sense, like, if and even in ancient Egypt, they were said to not be depicted in their real form, like the gods.
Yeah.
And, like, they have dog head, bird head. So, these reptilians, and that I've heard through sources and stuff like that, that those, you know, like, the statues of, like, certain pharaohs and stuff?
Yeah.
And how they're, like, massive? Supposedly, they were carved in the true size, and they were actually, like, 60 feet tall.
Whoa.
And you know, in the Bible, they talk about giants. You know how scary that'd be to be, like, looking up, and you're a size of a toe?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And back in the day, apparently, they've, like, rose
scary.
Up against them.
Man, scary, scary,
imagine
scary.
Waking up and fucking going against something like that with, sure, a group of people, but... Like, that is probably the most terrifying thing.
That's a
I
shot
can
of.
Look
well,
at.
I don't know why you always have Silent Sam. That's a shot.
What kind of vodka is better than Silent Sam?
Not Smirnoff. Me and
no.
Me and my girlfriend like to try the new ones that come into. We like this one.
The skull one.
That's expensive as fuck.
Exactly. That's why I did this.
Okay. One thing, which will come into. I'm snapping my fingers like a little dance because one thing we'll talk about is how Greys are influenced by the crystal skulls that Indiana Jones movie was based on. But do you know who makes that skull vodka?
Who?
Guess. Dan Aykroyd. Do you remember Ghostbusters?
No.
Do you remember? Yeah. He wrote that movie. Do you remember like Coneheads?
Yeah,
Saturday Night Live. Like fucking Dan Aykroyd.
God.
That's
so
Dan
he's like
Aykroyd's
all about
fuck. He
stuff.
Has a documentary that you obviously have to watch. This is when I start getting into this shit. When I start getting into aliens, Dan Aykroyd has a fucking documentary about aliens and UFO cases and how he's like he's filmed talking on the phone and he saw a car, like an FBI agent's car, disappear. Like, they have cloaking devices, so it just, like, goes invisible. He's like, I was on the phone talking, I was talking about stuff that was relevant to what all the alien stuff was.
Yeah.
I saw, a black, like, almost like, you know, and, Men in Black. You know, Man in Black.
Men in Black.
You know the
car?
You know the car?
That,
I know.
Yeah.
You know, I know. I agree. You know the car? It was like that. Sitting outside of his house, gone within a second.
What?
Isn't that fucked?
That's very fucked. Or maybe they came to his door and blanked his memory.
That's that could be
took
there.
What they could for
so is that
knowledge
fucked?
And just.
So the history of like a lot of the Greys is like they were worshipped. What I just said as like humans as gods. Having seen ancient cave paintings that depicted individuals with unnatural large heads and slender bodies by primeval, like fucking primitive, fucking old,
Like, right back into the beginning.
Way back in the cave, like when we were just getting genetically modified.
Yeah. We had tails.
Yeah, until they genetically modified us with 22 different DNAs.
Okay, yeah, okay.
You know what I mean? So, you know, they also, like, the ancient cave paintings, there's a tons of, like the head is, like, you know, round
bigger.
Head, tapered in chin, with big eyes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's always the same thing.
Much more.
These, like, could possibly be the first UFOs, especially in, like, history, which is mainly, like, transportation for Greys. Some believe that, you know, Greys have left behind the 13 crystal skulls, you know what I mean? That were based on, because the skull is, like, fragmented, so it's, like, larger.
Yeah.
Because their brains were larger.
But the skulls are more like human
so
skulls.
So, they could be, they could be... the robots of, in a sense, like biological robots of reptilians' minions, but there also could be aliens that exist that are taller with larger skulls that develop bigger brain that live in the underground.
Okay, yeah.
So it there's so many different cases, and when I talk to people about this,
are solid. There's no brain.
I didn't like the overuse of effects on that movie because I grew up watching Indiana Jones. My grandfather that went through the depressions, his favorite movies was Indiana Jones.
Then they just took it a little too far.
They took it too far with the ants eating everybody.
Yeah,
and, like,
exactly.
The whole thing was like, and people didn't like the alien shit.
Yeah,
I
like
that. And I like Shia LaBeouf. But if you don't like Shia LaBeouf, you can go fuck yourself. That guy woke up. He woke up, man. He does not give a fuck. He got manipulated by Disney and the MK Ultra things. He woke up and he's like, I'm not dealing with the shit. He had a thing off top of gray aliens. Shia LaBeouf had a fucking thing. A kid that was on Disney that he sat there. He put a bag over his head.
Shia LaBeouf, is he the fat one?
No, Shia LaBeouf from Even Stevens.
Oh, okay.
Fucking Transformers, man.
I knew the name.
So he's been through all this shit through Disney and the manipulation. He actually listened to Cage, one of my favorite rappers that I've tattooed on my skin. He liked him. There's a picture of Shia LaBeouf when he's like 17 wearing a Cage shirt. And so he helped Cage actually direct a music video too. And so Shia LaBeouf is nuts on a different scale than people understand. But I didn't get this. This is really fucked. He went, it was like an art show where you could line up and he was wearing a paper bag on his head a tuxedo that said, I'm not famous anymore. And it had eye holes cut out. And there was a guy that filmed that took off the fucking thing. It was like, I just want to make sure you're Shia LaBeouf. And he was crying. Because he let people diss him in every way they could.
He let them push him around.
Yeah,
he
You could line up to sit in front of a table with him with a bag over his head. And said, I'm not famous anymore. Like a fucking paper bag, like some old school Spider-Man
shit. I wonder who made him do it.
He did for himself, I think, because I think he's getting out of the whole Illuminati, like, Disney brainwashing shit.
Okay, but you would not force yourself to do that no matter the situation,
and people would
line
up and diss him, be like, I hate Transformers, you're a piece of shit.
Whoa,
like,
who the fuck hates Transformers?
Everybody would, not everybody, but
I was
everyone,
gonna say,
people would
I am
come
nobody
in and be like,
then.
Why are you doing this? Isn't that fucked?
Yeah. It is.
It was really weird
that
he did that,
like that,
and I remember hearing
that's
about
just
it. And then when
stupid.
I'll show you the video later. And one guy's like takes off the bag, and it's like, I just wanted to make sure it was you. And his eyes are red. He has like tears streaming down his face. You are programmed.
Yeah,
by
I
the
bet
Illuminati
you so many people stood in front of it and said shit, and he's got the bag.
And
right?
You wouldn't think it's him.
Yeah, like the new
guy,
episodes of Family Guy. Peter sitting there.
Yeah, I just
he becomes a wax statue.
Yeah,
and people are talking shit about him. I bet you that's based on that. Bet you those bitches made him do
so,
that.
So back to the grace, but I'm saying that all the shit kind of connects. But back to the history of that is just fucked.
That is very different.
But I like Shia LaBeouf because he's outside of the box.
Yeah, exactly.
Even like when he got arrested and he was like, he's in the back of the cab, they have a recording, he's wasting, he's like, I got people that are having killed, like, you fucking guys, like he says some fucked up shit. In the back of a cab, he's like, you know nothing about this reality, kind of shit like that. It wasn't exactly what he's saying, but he's like, I got guns in my house that could fucking lay you cops out. He was saying some hardcore shit.
Getting arrested?
Yeah, he was in the back of a car and the cops were filming him say this shit while he's wasted.
Holy
like, you guys better
shit.
Be careful. So, back in the Grays, even something weirder. You know, it's like, obviously we hear about all this shit.
Yeah.
All the time. You hear it, you have movies about it.
It all leads back to the start where everything went to
shit. Well, gray aliens are obviously
shit.
Associated with Area 51. Which we'll just have a specific podcast about, but it's like Area 51 is just a base where they're experimenting on certain aliens and crafts, but they're doing it in certain levels where you have to have a code to scan in to have that specific
code
into
to
get into there.
You need to be almost like a key.
But like the whole Roswell thing was a big thing that really brought in. So if we want to get into it, we'll get right into the fucking real meat of it. So like there's many people have alleged, like obviously the many abduction cases. Okay, do you know why most of the people that get abducted are usually by Greys?
Because the Greys are more questionable.
The reptilians don't want to fuck with the shit. So yeah, so they created something that could fuck with our reality. Yeah,
it can get closer to us without showing them the reality.
So how I describe people, if reptilians exist, you know, when I've told this before, when scientists had that like that whole the glassed off thing and they stick their hands into the gloves and they're tampering with a chemical or something that they can't be around, like they could just fuck with it with their own hands. Yeah, because they'll burn their flesh or whatever, anything, you know what I mean? So the reptilians are kind of tampering with us outside of our reality.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, so, what if I get involved, I might become part of it.
Yeah. Well, not even that, like that, how they are anything. Influencing us in small, like in like, you know, like possessing George Bush and then the Queen, like creating certain wars to happen.
They have to try for that. They that don't need to. Just it's given super to easy. Them.
So among one of the most famous abduction cases was the abduction of Travis Walt, which you just talked about, who claims that him and his friends were driving home in a truck at night and they saw a bright light coming from the forest. Walt and his friends stopped there in their truck, like you just said. Walt gets out of the vehicle to investigate the strange light. Walton then notices the strange light was possibly a UFO, and a large beam of light shot from the vehicle onto Walton, which caused him to like almost like seizure up and pass out.
Yeah.
Walton's friends watched in horror as they worried as the beam of light may have even killed him. Travis Walt's friends soon drove away and left him. So they're kind of assholes in that sense. Wong claims that he awoke from the light and he thought he was in a hospital until he noticed there was beings standing in front of him that were not human.
Yeah.
But so they're real. You would wake up and be like, you know, you would kind of see the fragments of like shadows of like, you know, it's kind of human. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, I couldn't imagine, man. Having gray in front of you.
I'm not going to lie. I want to believe everything like this. And I do believe everything like this. You I doubt that stuff like this, like his friends could have literally just gone back, called the cops.
What would you have done? That and the other thing. What would you have done? If
it happened?
Yeah, but you would be in such shock. My God, I wouldn't
tell no one.
No, you would be, exactly. So,
Tom, if you got beamed up right now, I'd be like, fuck it, I'm going to go home.
Yeah, especially because like my girlfriend's at home or anything, you couldn't tell anyone. You couldn't wake my girlfriend back. Yo, your boyfriend just disappeared. Like,
and if gone. I did that, would she believe me? No, she'd be like, you this killed him.
He's a serial killer.
It would not go well.
See, like, why would you? So I've seen videos upon this. So if he started shaking and they saw him go up in the craft, they freaked out. What would you do?
What would I do if you were going up, or like anybody? I mean, I don't think I'd do anything. There's nothing I can really do about it. What am I going to do about something that no one believes in?
That's why they drove away. So, like, you know, they were staying there. So, get this, girl. He thinks he sees the grays, most likely, above him. Like, the creatures begin to examine him, right? Walton, shortly before, like, they put a mask on his head. What would that be? To, like, analyze his brain, maybe? Travis Walton woke up in the forest. So, he only remembers, like, shards of his memories. Look at that. He woke up in the forest where he's been abducted wearing his clothes on backwards. So it's like the Greys like, do this quickly!
Yeah,
like,
they had no clue how
how humans work.
Yeah, they're great. They're literally naked. They wear jumpsuits. The way we see them is naked with most times, nothing showing because they got no privacy. Yeah,
most times they're naked so they don't understand what it's like to cover up. Because, like, these Greys, so, like, Travis Walton pretty much got abducted, whatever, blah, blah. And, like, he came back and thought they'd try to charge people. So, the origin. So, supposedly, the Greys exact from a planet, specifically Zeta Reticula. Which, Zeta Reticula is, That was good. Fucking, Zeta Reticula is a planet system within, I'm pretty sure Orion's Belt. I'm pretty sure. So, a wide binary star system in a southern constellation of a reticulum, which they've named. It's not actually what they would probably call it.
Not what we would either.
Yeah, although there is possibilities of several different species of grays that exist. I told you that, right?
Inside Orion's belt?
There's the ones that maybe they do have, no, in the entire galaxy. Oh. Maybe there is ones that do have genitals, right?
Yeah, yeah. Maybe there's ones that different don't. Options. Based on places. Yeah,
so then galaxy is such of the Orion system. So I was right. So they are in the Orion system. The grays of its...
That's in our literal little galaxy.
You can see it. Yeah. That's what the reptilians exist in the belt of
they
Orion.
They go under and outside before coming back in.
Yeah. Well, we can get into some crazy shit. Yeah, we can get into some crazy shit about how... Earth used to have portals that you could go from certain galaxies to Earth, but the reptilian Earth, closed it down because they didn't want so many people coming through these different galaxies. So it's funny, it does say it's in the Orion's belt. So where the reptilians exist is Draco Zakonis, which is based in the Orion's belt.
What? Draco Zakonis?
That's why all these things about Draco, even in Harry Potter.
That's more of like a...
That's a star system that's called Draco Zakonis. Because
it's more of like a Satanist Draco something.
Dragon.
Yeah. Oh, Draco something was something in like the Harry Potter shit, though, too.
So, like, they exist in these sort of things. So, like, the theory is they could help explain the, like, they want to harvest human tissue, in a sense, and, like, because they can't fuck to create, they need to manipulate certain consciousness. So, are we alone, or are we not? Are we, like, are we part alien? Because how they survive is through the hybrid thing I told you about, how supposedly they will take people off the planet and use their eggs and stuff to create hybrids. That are like people that are heroin addicts or drug addicts, alcoholics, people that don't really have a life, because
like they, us sitting here on this talk show.
Well, this is definitely a life talking about this shit. That's for sure. But I don't know about yours, Justin. Just laughed a little hard.
I'm sorry. But, my only fun times.
I know it is fun times, but how like. They're kind of manipulating shit outside of our existence and stuff, but also, like, how we don't even realize it, and how they need us to survive. There's different species of greys, but I 100% believe...
We are the only reproducing kind of thing.
But they help us so they can hybrid and keep them alive, so they genetically manipulate... certain DNA so they can be like they can exist on this planet without people noticing.
Yeah.
If you ever see someone with very big eyes and a very small nose with a tapered in chin, they might be a hybrid.
Shit, I'm screwed. He caught me.
Oh, yeah, definitely reptilian.
Man, no, I'm probably nothingness.
No, so like the origin of all this stuff, like the expanse of all these things of like different dimensions, like abduction counters is always the greys, though. It's not the reptilians. Where, like, the Benny and Barney Hill, people get abducted. They get tested on.
Yeah.
Where, do you know why they say, like, the whole, like, probe thing in your ass? It's because supposedly they... They supposedly put something in your spine.
Whoa.
And that sucks your spinal, like, energy.
No, man. I was told they, like... They take your semen. That makes a person. Yes, that's whatever they want to test off.
Why that probing your ass, that whole thing.
Yeah.
Is because they kind of kept it in the realm. Like it's sucking through your spine. So the whole story of this, right?
Okay.
You know, like these abduction counters and greys that were closely with the reptilian aliens. These, like, they're malevolent. Some of them I doubt would be good, but. The wishes, they kind of like are just like
malevolent, good or bad?
Malevolent means bad. Benevolent means good.
What? But,
benevolent spirits kind of thing.
Well, why do they make them so close? And like every time someone talks about either or, I can't tell if they mean good or bad.
I know. That's like the one where I was like, do I mean to say polytheorem or like?
I don't know if they're reading or missaying the word.
Greys are fucked, eh?
Because
they're like manipulation robots of what we don't really know about. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah. Like, and we're trying to make robots. We're trying to make AI. We're trying to do it all ourselves. Yeah, and eventually
it's going to come to the point where, like...
And, yeah. Yeah, we're going to take it a little bit too far.
Yeah,
we're going to screw ourselves, just like how the gods or do you know whatever, okay, the do you reptilians know what's driving? Made the fucking...
Grays.
Yeah.
You know what's driving the robot industry? It always will be. And what drives everything? Sex. The thing about this, before there will ever be like a robot that will make a coffee for you, there'll be a robot you can fuck. Because the porn industry is the most.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? That, like, if there's a realistic robot that can fuck
yeah,
you.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially and in China.
Yeah. There's already because like hotels in Japan that you can but go do you know to and that fuck compared machinery. To
there is I think it's like a crazy number. It's like for every one man, for every five men there is, there's only like one woman in China.
Well, oh yeah, no, they throw their babies out the fucking window.
No, but they do that.
They throw them in the river.
They will kill off the
child. Nobody wants to adopt it, not even the Americans. And we adopt Africans.
You know what's fucked? We did almost the whole gray alien shit in about, like, 38 minutes.
Wow. There's no way we're already through all that.
There's no way. I didn't read through everything I researched fully, but everyone kind of knows the gray aliens
we yeah.
talked about, but we'll go on the little side point right now, because that's actually pretty funny, though.
Side point.
Yeah, of all the shit that's going on nowadays. You know what God. I mean? Like, how fucked that is? Like,
today we are screwed.
Even though I must be drunk. What were you talking about, like, a second ago?
A second ago? What was I talking about?
We're talking about... Oh my God, you must be both fucked. Okay, I look back in there, like, I have a big screen-ass TV, and, like...
Me?
No, the fucking movie.
I was like, no, I never said anything about that.
Yeah.
I get it, though.
Life is fucked. Maybe we should end this. This would be really weird if we end a gray alien episode on 39 minutes.
What? We're going to end an episode on 40 minutes?
You want to keep going? Let's kick it.
Gray aliens. There's the fifth level shit.
Yo, yeah, well,
gray aliens also, are coming like, to... Well, that's probably what it was.
Well, gray aliens also, like, have a big contribution to, like, Area 51 and stuff, right?
Yeah, they have a big contribution to almost everything ever happening everywhere.
Because, okay, you know why that is? What we're going into the next episode is, like... So the reptilians didn't really want to be involved with our planet, really. Like, they wanted to do it from the outside.
Because yeah, I've told didn't you want that, to like, see it or
If we were to eat cattle to gain energy, we need certain foods to keep us alive.
Yeah.
They live on a different reality where they need energy to survive.
Yeah, exactly. They need negative energy.
So anytime you're depressed, or you feel bad, or
that's crying, what they need.
They're sucking that energy up, and I felt it myself. And that, so they wanted to be like the scientist in the background, kind of just fucking with shit.
Yeah.
And they
controlling.
There is grays I could imagine that are from Zay Reticula, and I guess I'll try some Fireball. I'll try.
Oh, go.
So
go.
I have no idea. Justin has chugged a lot of this Fireball cinnamon shit.
It's so good. So good. It's like sugar.
I guess and I can water. See how you chug it, though.
It's like sugar and water. It's like taking juice I would have made as a 2-year-old child.
You know what
it
tastes
child
like? You know what it tastes like?
Chugging it.
It tastes like you're chugging a pack full of Excel. Is that gum company? Isn't that gum company? Excel?
Excel?
Excel!
Excel, yeah, okay.
Obviously, we're kind of buzzing.
No, it's but like, cinnamon you know, hearts.
But I'm saying they do have a cinnamon thing. When I just took that big shot, it tastes like I chewed a whole pack of gum. You know what I mean?
If you get the cinnamon gum?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. No, like I know what you mean, but... Mm. They made that gum because everyone loves this alcohol.
Why were you raised on it?
My dad drinks it. My mom drinks Jaeger. It's either black licorice or fucking Fireball, man.
I like Jaeger.
Jaeger? I'm a German. It's a German drink. It was made in Germany.
We always talk about how you're German.
I can't help it. I'm sorry about fucking my past, but I'm an Englishman too.
Shout Quinn out, but if Quinn doesn't do the Hollow Earth episode, we gotta do it.
All right.
Because Hitler went to Hollow Earth.
Yeah,
like he had Hitler boring
was
machines.
Also a German.
I know. Also, like you, that destroyed a population of people.
Yeah, I'm not Jewish. Sorry, Jews. Sorry. We didn't intermingle. Yeah.
That's actually okay. The gray aliens are crazy. So everything happens like these gray aliens like kind of like influence and they're like robotic little fuckers.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like there's proof maybe that Hitler, to bring that, even met with some grays. And they told him the influence there's of the world. So what I think is the reptilians were influencing Hitler through these aliens.
Oh, and they convinced him to do what he did to get, like, technology.
The Greys have the hive mind society.
Yeah.
Where they all kind of think the same. And, like, if I think, like, let's kill this bitch, you think let's kill this bitch. Like,
yeah, like literally. Even in the human state, it's like the shared consciousness.
Yeah, kind of shit.
But it's so much cut off compared to the rest of stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
When it comes to us, at least.
So, why was there the Hitler Youth? You know what I mean?
The Hitler Youth? Like him as a kid?
A bunch of people during the rise of Nazi imperialism and what was going on was a lot of the youth would be like howl and fucking go nuts, like 12, 10.
Oh.
Everything was like brought to this.
Yeah.
We're getting slightly off topic and we're at a good point where honestly, that was a good podcast. Greys, everybody knows the Greys. The reptilians would be definitely a thing we dive into a little more.
And we might get there today. We might. Maybe next time.
We're pretty
we'll
buzzing, but I'm down for a sig-sig and a little more beer.
Yeah, exactly. Right. We'll see
me,
how
me
it goes.
Me and Justin are propsing ourselves.
I was going to say that. And, we're propsing in the camera.
We're propsing
in
things that don't exist, and that's why I love having Justin on here.
Props
so
on the mic.
That was gray alien motherfuckers.
You're supposed to clap with me. We're the audience.
Yeah. I hope you enjoyed that. Justin Tays.
Justin Tays.
High five. Okay, that was nice. Goodbye.
Oh, is that a homie, G?